What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We are here on bettingpros.com. We're always being brought to you by BetMGM. Now, let me tell you something here at the top. If you guys go to Apple Podcasts and you're scrolling around and you're seeing the different sports podcasts that are out there, you guys have turned the Daily Juice into a consistent top 50 podcast on Apple, okay? That is a huge accomplishment. It is a huge statement, I think, in 6 months to take the Daily Juice from nothing to being a top 50 podcast consistently on Apple Podcasts. So we've been as high as 37 in the last week. I think we were like somewhere in the 50s yesterday. It ping-pongs around based upon the day, but I just wanted to point that out, that you guys are sharing this with buddies. You're telling your friends. People are coming. They're joining in. They're being a part of this. It's a movement in a lot of ways, right? The Discord chat is humming. You guys are literally every day, someone's asking me, what's the Discord chat link? What's the, you know, how do I get in? Bettingpros.com/chat. That's how you get in. Bettingpros.com/chat. But when we're growing, when we get more ears and more people paying attention to us, well, we get new sponsors. And we have a new sponsor today to tell you about, and we'll tell you about a bunch of different new sponsors, but that's what happens when you're successful, right? People want to get in front of you guys, and we've got a brand new sponsor called Underdog Fantasy. If you like fantasy and you like playing fantasy for money, you need to check out Underdog Fantasy. Now, our friends over at Fantasy Pros, they are obviously heavily involved in this, and I'm assuming a lot of you guys who are coming over here to the Daily Juice have been on fantasypros.com, and that's how you found bettingpros.com. And Underdog's got everything. Daily fantasy snake drafts, season-long and playoff best ball, and a new easy-to-play pick'em format. Daily fantasy snake drafts are exactly what you think they are. Compete in live draft and get paid out on the same day. Best ball is a season-long game where you draft a team like you normally do, but that's it. There's no in-season roster management. Underdog automatically selects your best performers each week, saving you loads of time. Check out their best ball for the NFL playoffs and the upcoming NBA season. In Pick'em, you pick over or under on player props or fantasy projections. Pick 4 right and you get 10 times your money. Get 5 right to win 20 times. It's simple. The team behind Underdog is most of the team that built and sold Draft.com. They started Underdog this year and already have investments from people like Mark Cuban and Kevin Durant. Look up Underdog Fantasy in your app store or go to UnderdogFantasy.com. When you make your first deposit, enter our code FP to show support for us, Fantasy Pros, and the Daily Juice. With our code, they'll honor a money-back guarantee. Love Underdog during the first month, or they'll refund you up to $100. Use that promo code FP for UnderdogFantasy.com. All right, it's a Thursday, so that means we've got a big game here in Vegas. Thursday Night Football. I've been watching the number, and I want to take the Chargers. I do. But something tells me don't. Something tells me this could be very dangerous. Something tells me that taking the Chargers tonight might be a monster, monster mistake. But the Raiders are reeling right now. Not to say that Anthony Lynn's a good coach. Not to say that Anthony Lynn's going to win a football game here. But a part of me thinks that in prime time here with Justin Herbert, who has struggled over the last couple of weeks, that Justin Herbert really might need to get going here. But how about this from Ralph Michaels at CalSportsLV? Great follow, by the way, if you guys don't follow him. Did you guys know that the Chargers are 24-2 to teasers this year? If you bet the Chargers in a 6-point teaser, you are 24-2 this season. If you bet on the Chargers, the teaser record is 11-2. If you bet against the Chargers, the record is 13-0. So that's with them combined with another team here. That's not with a same game teaser, but you get the idea. The Chargers don't lose games by more than 9 points, all right? The biggest margin of victory for them is 10 points. They lose, but when you get the extra 6 points, they play games incredibly tight. This game tonight is a rematch of that disgusting loss we had when we were on the Chargers when the Raiders were in Los Angeles. Remember that? Donald Parham jump ball, end of the game, dropping it, game over. We thought the Chargers were going to win the game. It was a pick, I believe, and we had the Chargers simply to win. Raiders hold on, right? So the number opened up at 3.5, and then today we heard from John Gruden, who made the announcement that basically five starters are out for the Raiders on their defense. Now, I've made the case that that doesn't matter because the Raiders' defense didn't stop anybody with their starters. Now, that's why they fired Paul Gunther, who through 3 years was horrendous, and I mean horrendous, as a defensive coordinator. So they're bringing in, you know, a guy who's a bit more, you know, a guy who's had head coaching experience and a guy who's going to be a little bit more aggressive. Does it mean they're going to play better? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of questions right now going into Rod Marinelli. He wants to play physical. He wants to play fast. Will he have the ears of the players? Maybe. Do they rise up and play great? Maybe. Do we know? No, we don't know. So here's how I'm playing this game. I think this is a 27-24 win one way or the other. The total is 54. Everyone's just assuming this is going to be a high-scoring game. I'm just not really there yet, okay? I think points are going to get scored. I do. But do we get to 54? I think people underestimate how many points that is in an NFL football game. 54 points is a lot of points. And the previous game, it was 57. Okay, you go, well, they played once before, Matt, and it was 57. All right, but the Raiders' offense hasn't looked great recently. The Jets moved the football a lot on the Raiders, so people are assuming that the Chargers are going to run all over them and move the ball on them. I don't know. So, like, I'm kind of going back and forth, Chargers, Raiders, Raiders, Chargers. I don't know. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give the Chargers 9 points, and I'm going to feel pretty good about that, okay? What I'm also going to do is I'm going to take the total from 54 down to 48, and I think that's a doable number. As I said, 27-24 would be 51 points. It doesn't hit the over, but it would hit our over as it tees down over. I'm not comfortable going the other way, although I get it if you go to 60. I do understand that, but a big factor, maybe it's because of what happened on Monday night with the Browns and the Ravens. But I feel like defense might be optional in this game. We might see, you know, Derek Carr maybe poised to have a big game. The offense may break out, and we may see some just incredible, ridiculous offense being scored. So I'm a little bit hesitant on that to go and say that 60 points can't be scored, because could you see a 34-30 type of game? Because I could. I mean, that's not insane. So I'm going to go the other way. I lost this bet on Monday because I went to the over and the number never came anywhere near to hitting it. I had it at 51.5 on the under, rather, and it went way over, right? Scored over 80 points in that game. So I went the wrong way. The better bet would have been to pull it down and bet the over. Tonight, a lot of people are on the under. All right, just tell you right now, it is a public play for the over. The sharps are coming in here on the under. And they think the numbers are going to bear that out. They think it's going to be, you know, around 50 points to be scored tonight. And that means 54. It doesn't go there. It never gets to the over. So just a hesitation, just a warning sign. If you're all about betting the over tonight, I would pump the brakes just a little bit on that, because it is a very public play. And I'm not sure it gets there. So I'm going to go below 50 with 48, take the over. Just in case everyone's right and the over is in play, we're going to be okay. But I think it may get close, might come up to the point, but never cross the 54. And by the time it kicks off, it may be 54.5, maybe 55. A lot of people coming in here on the over. So first play, one unit in play, Chargers plus 9, over 48 for a same game teaser. It's a same game parlay for certain books. You can jump in on it. Now, I do have one more unit in play. I got one college basketball game to talk about, and I got two prop bets for tonight to talk about. Okay, so first, the prop bets. If you look at the way the Raiders have been ripped apart by different running backs over the last couple of games, they're not tackling very well, and they're getting beat on screen passes. They're getting beat because they're going to be hyper-aggressive. I think Rod Marinelli is going to try to blitz like crazy, and that means I think Justin Herbert's going to dink and dunk at times. And I think screen passes are going to be a big part of the offense. Anticipating that rush and overcommitment to getting after the quarterback, that means Austin Ekeler on draw plays, Austin Ekeler on little dump-offs and screen passes. I talked to Dan Harris about this from Fantasy Pros. He said, what do your numbers say about Austin Eckler? And he said he's projecting 60 yards rushing and 54 yards receiving on Austin Eckler coming up here tonight. So that's, you know, 114 yards. It's a pretty big number, right? You're like, okay, so it's 114. Well, let's look around and see what numbers we can get potentially for Austin Eckler. I just want to double check and make sure those numbers or projections are right. He's projecting 64 yards rushing and 50 yards receiving. Excuse me, make sure I get that right. 64 yards rushing and 50 yards receiving. So still 114 yards, right? You can get on BetMGM right now, Austin Eckler, rushing and receiving yards at 97.5 at minus 125. Okay, I know it's a little steep on the juice, but I like that. Receiving and rushing over 97.5 right now for Austin Eckler for the Chargers up against the Raiders. That for 0.25 units. I'm taking an additional 0.25 units, and let's talk about Nelson Aguilar and what that guy has done over the last couple of weeks. Kansas City, 6 catches, 88 yards, 1 touchdown. Atlanta, 5 catches, 54 yards. Jets, 4 catches, 38 yards. Last week against Indianapolis, 5 catches, 100 yards. He's becoming a pretty big part of this offense. You can get Nelson Aguilar over 54.5 yards receiving tonight at minus 110. And I'm going to take it here for 0.25 units. Really, you're talking about 2 or 3 catches, most likely, you know, of the longer variety, you know, over 20 yards. He's been averaging basically 10 to 15 yards a catch right now for the Raiders, and he always seems to have one or two big ones. 29 yards against the Chiefs, 36 yards last week, 45 yards last time against these Chargers. So he is kind of the home run hitter, even though you think it would be Ruggs. It's more Aguilar. Now, he's got to catch the football, clearly, right? That's always the fear with Nelson Aguilar. But I'm going to go over 54.5 yards rushing for 0.25 units tonight. So two prop bets involved, 3 bets overall on Monday Night Football. Chargers +9, over 48 teaser. Austin Eckler, rushing and receiving, 97.5 yards, minus 125. And Nelson Aguilar, over 54.5 yards receiving at 0.25 units at minus 110. Now, that leaves a half a unit floating out there. You guys, this is just kind of how I am. I don't like having half a unit out there. So I'm going to take the half a unit and go to college basketball. Did you guys see the big news from Creighton University? I talked about this in their game against Milwaukee, or against Marquette, that they don't have a killer. They may have just gotten a killer. And Alex O'Connell is a former Duke player, and he is now eligible. He is eligible immediately, which is sort of crazy because right in the middle of the season, you get a guy to become eligible who has been practicing with the university, with Creighton. But Alex O'Connell is a player who is from Roswell, Georgia. He's a Duke transfer. While at Duke, he appeared in 101 games, started 14 games, scored 431 points, 182 rebounds, scored 20 points and 7 rebounds, and had 4 steals in 1 game. He is a senior. He can return next year if he wants to because of the screwy rules with COVID-19. But I think having this guy on the court for the Blue Jays, I think is pretty darn significant. And I think he's going to help this team immediately. And before we end up, you know, paying a premium on this, he's a 6'6" shooter, a 6'6" scorer, and he's the dude with the ball in his hands at the end of the game. When the Jays need a shot, when they need a kick in the tail, this is the kid. And from everybody, I talked some people back in Omaha and said, everyone is fired up for this kid. He's 21 years old. He's a bit older. He's got some good leadership, and he's going to play tonight against St. John's. The Jays are laying 6.5 points. Bounce back spot. Yes, on the road, but a bounce back spot. St. John's is not very good. St. John's right now, 3-5 to the number. They have lost 2 games in a row. They lost by 9 to Seton Hall as 5-point dogs. They lost to Georgetown, and Georgetown's not a good basketball team. They were 1-point favorites against Georgetown, and they lost by 3. Sure, they want to bounce back, but the Jays really want to bounce back after losing by 5 to Marquette as 8.5-point favorites. Wasn't a letdown after the Nebraska game? Maybe, but I think getting Alex O'Connell to play in this game now is a big, big bounce. Having him out there could really help this team. Sure, first game, maybe some jitters, new teammates and whatnot, but this is a Duke kid, okay? This is a Duke transfer. He's going to be itching to put the ball in the basket. He's going to be itching to go. So before we see the Jays and we really have to pay a premium with having him on the court, I'm going to take Creighton tonight, -6.5 for a half a unit on the road at St. John's. You guys just get used to this. I'm going to bet teams I know. It's just college basketball. I'm not going crazy. I'm going to stay in my little wheelhouse for a bit when it comes to college hoops and Creighton Blue Jays basketball. That's kind of where I am. So two units in play here tonight on a Thursday, three on the Monday Night Football game. Again, to recap, Chargers +9 over 48, same game teaser. We're taking Austin Ekeler, 97.5 yards rushing and receiving at -125, and Nelson Aguilar over 54.5 yards receiving at -110, and the Creighton Blue Jays -6.5 on the road at St. John's for a half a unit. I am Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We are going to be here every single morning for a long time, but we got football. We got big college games tomorrow. We already gave you the Buffalo game tomorrow, -13. That number's going up. We got Buffalo tomorrow. We like the Texas A&M Aggies laying 14 at Tennessee. That number is going up. I will have a ton of action. Friday, we'll be involved with USC and Oregon for sure. We'll have money on that game. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on Saturday. We're going to be laying wood like there's no tomorrow. Lumberjack Saturday, I'm going to call it, okay? We got Lumberjacks. We're going to lay the wood on Saturday. I don't think I'm taking, I may not take a single dog on Saturday. I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet, but I might not. It's going to be big numbers all over the place, and the hope is just to win more than we lose. I won't sweep the board, I promise you that, but the idea is to win more than I'm going to lose on Saturday. So, big weekend coming. Tell your friends. Let's keep climbing on the Apple Podcast download lists for listens. We're doing a great job. It's all thanks to you guys. I will talk to you in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. bettingpros.com/chat. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. And every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast brought to you by BetMGM.